Join Clinton Vadner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
My CCFM.
My CCFM.
This is my CCFM.
All day, every day.
All day.
Like all day long.
Changing lives for good.
Well, good evening to you. Welcome to Financial Matters. My name's Clinton, and it's really good to be able to share this chilly Tuesday afternoon with you. Wow, the day today started off with bright blue skies, and now looking over Muizenberg, gentle rain is falling. It is winter after all. I hope you are keeping warm. Welcome to Financial Matters. The whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit, and we want to see you do it God's way. During the program, we try and teach you some basic financial concepts to manage your money a little bit better, to honor God, and to build towards financial freedom. Tonight on Financial Matters, we kick things off with some news out of the markets. Right after that, in Coach's Corner, we're going to be unpacking the two-pot retirement system. We're going to look at the basics tonight, and we'll look at a few more complicated issues that arise out of it next week and the week after. Also, just to mention, during our money management tip tonight, I want to talk to you about the importance of investing early. During our financial freedom segment, where we look at God's blueprint to manage your money better and how to manage your money in a way that can lead to financial freedom, we're going to look at how you can manage your money like a pro. And we'll end Financial Matters off with a life tip. I want to tell you, God wants you to be fruitful in every area of your life. And so tonight, if you need prayer, you're welcome to send your prayer requests through. The WhatsApp line is 061-798-1075. My friend, if you want a copy of tonight's notes, we're going to be looking at our money management principle, our financial freedom series, as well as our life tip. We'd count it an absolute honor to bless you with those notes. Drop me a quick WhatsApp, just your name and your email address. Will ensure that a copy of these notes are sent to you a little later during the week. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075.
Clinton Vadner on CCFM 107.5.
Okay, let's get into our bit of news out of the market. Some news that you can use. The All Share Index today, 0.27% up, just over 80,000 Rand. If you look at the return of the market over the last year, just coming out at on 5%. If you compare that to bonds, bonds have come out at over 15% over the last year, and cash has come out at just over 8.6%. CPI inflation currently at 5.2%. The Rand, though, has stumbled, and that's on the back of the uncertainty in the US presidential race. Currently, the Rand trading at 18.39 against the dollar, 19.96 against the euro, and at 23.75 against the pound. South African Reserve Bank Monetary Policy Committee met last week. They decided to keep rates on hold. In other words, rates remain unchanged, but many commentators feeling, including two people on that monetary committee, that interest rates will start to come down shortly into the future. Remember, investing is for the long term, and giving you some news that you can use. If you look over the last 5 years, or over the last 10 years, or even over the last 15 years, do you know what asset class has been the best performer from a South African perspective? Well, let me not keep you holding. Let me tell you, the best asset class over the last 5 years, over 10 years, and over 15 years have been global equities. The reason global equities have done well, not only have overseas markets done fairly decently compared to South African markets, but the Rand has also been under pressure. So if you had put all your money into global equities over the last 15 years, you would have had a 14% a year return on your money. I want to tell you, if you're looking to invest, sit down with a financial advisor. Get hold of someone who can help you. You can contact Invest for Life. Go onto their website, www.investforlife.co.za. My friend, when it comes to investing, make certain that all your needs and objectives are taken into account and that the plan and the investment that you go into is aligned with what your goals and objectives are. Just a little bit of news that you can use that come out of the Word of God. I want to encourage you tonight to be content with what you have. In Philippians 4, it says this, "I know what it's like to be in need," Paul wrote, "and I also know what it's like to have plenty." And he said this, he said, "I've learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." And this is what Paul's reason for contentment was. He said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." My friend, put your hope in God. He's able to keep you from falling.
Burdens exchanged.
Burdens exchanged.
Life reframed. CCFM 107.5, changing lives for good.
Okay, you tuned into Financial Matters. My name is Clinton. Good evening to you. The whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit. We want to see you build towards financial freedom. Above all, we want to see you do it God's way. Up next on Financial Matters, we're going straight into our money management principle. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the importance of starting to invest early. I'm going to unpack a comment I heard many years ago where the person says, if you don't start investing until the age of 45, you will need to invest three times as much as you would have had to if you started at the age of 25. In other words, when you delay your saving, you are going to have to put a considerable much more away to get to the same point if you only start saving at the age of 45 compared to someone that starts saving at the age of 25. That's coming up next on the Money Management Principle. And right after that, we go into Coach's Corner. On Coach's Corner tonight, we are going to look at the basic overview of the two-pot retirement system. That's coming up on Financial Matters.
My CCFM.
My CCFM.
This is my CCFM.
All day, every day.
All day.
Like all day long.
Changing lives for good.
Okay, just gone 13 minutes after 6. Good evening to you. You are tuned into Financial Matters. My name's Clinton, and it's really good to be able to share this evening with you.
The Money Management Principle.
Okay, let's get straight into the Money Management Principle. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the importance of starting to invest early. You know, I've met many people in my profession who have got good intentions to save, good intentions to invest, but they always seem to come up with some kind of excuse as to why they're not putting enough money away for their future. Many have good intentions to save, but many don't follow through on that goal. You see, there's always another temptation. There's always another expense, another storm that'll come and steal people's money that they are supposed to be allocating to their savings. And unless you save before you spend, there'll always be something else stealing your money. And so unless you start to save and invest and make it a priority, it's just not going to happen. And so today I want to encourage you to save and to invest before you spend. The longer you wait until you start saving, the more you are going to need to invest. And so here's the comment I want to share with you today. It basically says this: if you do not start investing until the age of 45, you are needing to put away three times as much money as if you began investing at the age of 25. So let me unpack that for you. If you'd only start saving at the age of 45, you'll need to put three times more money away compared to a person who starts to invest at the age of 25. I want to unpack this. Let's use a father and a son as an example over here. Let's say a father and a son both want to retire at the age of 65. And let's say the son starts investing at the age of 25, but the father only starts to invest at the age of 45. The father has got 20 years less to build up wealth for retirement. And because he starts 20 years later, he's basically going to need to invest three times more than his son needs to put away to get to the same position at retirement. What is the money management principle? I want to encourage you, start saving as soon as you can. Don't delay, start saving today. If you save first, you can spend what's left over and you will still build wealth for the future. The earlier you start investing your money, the better off you will be. And here's the thing, unless you make it a priority to save before you spend, guess what? It's just not going to happen. God's word has a lot to say about saving and about investing. And just to give you two quick examples, in Proverbs 21:20, it says that the wise person saves for the future. So this is biblical. God says the wise person saves for the future. It goes on and says the fool spends whatever he gets. Another scripture from Proverbs 13 says, whoever gathers money little by little over the long term makes it grow. So I want to encourage you tonight. The money management principle for this evening, start investing early. I want to encourage you, start investing as early as possible. The earlier you start investing, the better off you will be. Don't wait until you are 45, where you'll have to put three times more money away than if you started to save at the age of 25. So what's the moral of the story? Don't delay. Start saving. Start investing today. I want to encourage you, put your priorities in the right order. Put God first. Get your money into savings and live on the rest. By the way, during our financial freedom tip tonight, we are going to unpack how to manage your money like a pro. Coming up in probably about 12 minutes from now, we're going to be taking a look at the 10-20-70 principle. We're going to kick that off tonight. Looking at that over the next few weeks, I want to show you how you can set yourself up for a more brighter tomorrow as well as a more blessed tomorrow by putting God at the center and saving before you spend. You tuned in to CCFM. If you want a copy of tonight's notes, you're welcome to send me a quick WhatsApp, just your name and your email address. My friend, I want you to know God wants to do life with you. One thing more important than your money management is your relationship with God, my friend. How do you stand with God tonight? Are you in a relationship with Him? Are you trying to go through life alone? I want to encourage you, put God at the center. Hand Him the reins of your life. If you've blown it, messed up, repent. Get back on track with God. God wants you to bother Him with your issues. He wants to do life with you. He's the one who is able to keep you from falling. Yes, start investing early, but the biggest investment is get your life right with Jesus. Get Him at the center of your life. Surrender your life to Him. Make Him the Lord, the Savior of your life. He wants to do life with you. My Bible is very clear. The Bible says this in Psalm 32. God says, I will guide you on the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. So don't try to do life alone. My friend, put your hope in God. You need prayer tonight? WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. We'd count it an absolute honor to lift you up before God and to pray for you. Coach's Corner up shortly. During Coach's Corner, we're going to look at the two-pot retirement system that our president signed into place on Sunday. It comes into impact or into effect from 1 September. I know there's been lots of talk about it, but we're going to just unpack the basics tonight, and next week we'll look at a couple of the more complexities around that.
Burdens exchanged.
Burdens exchanged.
Life reframed. CCFM 107.5, changing lives for good.
Okay, well, you are tuned into CCFM. The program is Financial Matters. My name's Clinton, and it's really good to be able to share this Tuesday evening with you. My friend, you don't have to face the chaos of life alone. Invite God in. He wants to do life with you. The Bible is clear. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. Have a good plan. Commit it to God. Have a vision for your future. God wants to do life with you. Maybe you've been going through life and you say, Clinton, I'm not in a relationship with God. Maybe you've let go of God. Maybe you've allowed things to get in the way of your walk with God. I want to invite you tonight, if you're not right with God, open your life to Jesus. Give Him your heart. He paid the full price on the cross for your sin so that you and I can have a relationship with Him. No matter who you are, Where you find yourself tonight, my Bible says that Jesus is a friend of sinners. He is alive and he wants to do life with you. You don't have to face your struggles, the chaos of life alone. He wants to do life with you. Maybe you used to follow God, you've let go of God. My friend, what are you waiting for? Come back to Jesus. He paid the full price for you so that you can become a child of God. He wants to forgive you. He wants to wash you. He wants to fill you. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. If that's you tonight and you say, Clinton, I'm not in a relationship with God. I want a relationship with God. Or you know what, Clinton? I know I need to get back on track with God. If that's you, drop me a quick WhatsApp. Just say, Clinton, I need Jesus in my life. If you're doing it, if you've never had a relationship with God, just put, send me your name together with your email address and the letter A. And if you're making a decision to say, you know what, Clinton, I want to get back on track with God. I want to restart my walk with God. Just send me a quick WhatsApp. Just your name, your email address and the letter B. As a gift from us at CCFM, we're going to bless you with an incredible set of ebooks that will show you what God has done for you. Show you how you can develop a relationship with God and how Jesus made a way for your eternity and how he's made a way so that you can do life with him. Make him the center of your life, my friend. If that's you, WhatsApp us now, 061-798-1075.
You are tuned into Financial Matters on CCFM with Clinton Werner. We want to see you build toward financial freedom, God's way. Coach's Corner. Grow your financial understanding.
Okay, 22 minutes after 6, it's time for Coach's Corner. And tonight, I want to unpack the basics of the two-pot retirement system. On Sunday evening, our president signed the two-pot system into place. And just as a basic overview, I thought it would be a good idea just to give you the basic synopsis of how this two-pot retirement system is going to work. It's a significant impact on retirement investments. And I want to show you how this impacts you, and we're going to look at the more complexities next week. But tonight, I want to just give you the basic breakdown. Now, the South African retirement legal landscape has undergone various adjustments over the years, okay? But the latest change that has come into place is known as the two-pot retirement system. And it comes into place from 1 September 2024. And so this is why they brought it in. On the one side, government's drive is to see that people have adequate savings for retirement. And often people will leave a company because they're desperate to access their pension funds in order to have all their money paid out. And so on the one side, government wants people to be able to access part of their retirement benefit in cases of emergencies, but they also want people to limit the amount that they can take out of their retirement before retirement so that it will force people to build enough money for retirement. Now, when you look at the stats in our country, only 6 out of every 100 people reaching the age of 65 are actually able, have enough money to be able to retire financially secure. So retirement planning is a huge issue. And so when it comes to the two-pot retirement system, some people see it as a great opportunity where you can access part of your retirement benefit early. Other people see it as a problem because by accessing more of money that's allocated for your retirement before retirement, it could leave you destitute or less people being able to retire financially secure by the time they get to retirement. But let's unpack this two-pot system, this new system. What's basically going to happen? They're going to divide your retirement contributions into two pots. There's going to be the savings pot and there's going to be a retirement pot. So as an example, let's say you're on a pension fund or you put money into a retirement fund. If you were putting 3,000 Rand into a retirement fund, what's going to happen from 1 September, a third of your 3,000, in other words, 1,000 Rand a month, will go into your savings pot and the 2,000 of your 3,000 will go into your retirement pot. The two-third pot that goes into your retirement pot has to grow and you won't be able to access that money until retirement time. The savings pot, where the one-third goes into, that money will be able to be accessed once a year. Now, the rules are, if you take money out of the savings pot, you'll be limited to one drawing per year. You'll have to take a minimum of 2,000 Rand out of it, and any money that you draw out of your savings pot will attract tax according to the pay-as-you-earn scales. So here's the big deal. If going forward, all your contributions that go to your retirement fund from 1 September, a third of it will go into the savings basket, which you can access if you run into a need or into an emergency. Once a year, you'll be able to access money out of that savings pot. The other two-third pot will go into the retirement pot, and that money will have to grow through to retirement. And when you eventually retire, you'll be able to secure an income out of that money. Next week, we'll unpack the more intricacies on how this works. But tonight, all I want to tell you is that the good news, if you've got a cash flow problem, from September, you'll be able to access part of your pension benefit. Now, when the two-pot system comes into place, they are going to create a vested pot. They basically are going to take 10% of the current money that's in your retirement fund at the moment, up to a maximum of 30,000. That part is going to be deposited into the savings pot to ensure that there's a little bit of money available in the savings pot for those emergencies of life. And then going forward, for every 100 Rand you put into your retirement savings, a third of that, 33 Rand, will go into the savings pot and 66 Rand will go into the retirement pot. That way you'll have some money available for short-term needs and contingency needs. And on the other side, you'll be growing your money for retirement. Next week, we'll go into the more complexities of that, how this works. But all I want to tell you is that is good news. If you need to access money, you'll have some access point out of your retirement savings before retirement. But I also want to stress, at the moment, only 6 out of 100 people can afford to retire when they reach retirement age. So I want to really say this. Accessing your retirement money before retirement can be detrimental, because when you pull money out of your retirement saving, you stunt the growth that money could have achieved. Remember, over the long term, you get compound growth on your capital. If you pull money out of your retirement fund before retirement, you're going to shrink the base that you're going to have at retirement. So think twice before you draw money out of the savings pot. But the good news is, if an emergency arises, you'll have access to that money. You want a copy of tonight's notes? You're welcome to WhatsApp me 061-798-1075. Just send me your name and your email address, and I'll ensure that a copy of tonight's notes are sent through to you. My friend, God is still on the throne. Nothing is too difficult for him. Put your hope in him. He's able to keep you from falling. Luyisa Bala up next with Nothing to Lose. Right after that, we go into our financial freedom series. And tonight, I want to talk to you about how to manage your money like a pro. That's coming up shortly on Financial Matters. My friend, put your hope in God. No matter how crazy life is, he's still on the throne. You need prayer tonight, WhatsApp us now, 061-798-107. If Jesus is in your life, you've got nothing to lose. If you're doing life without him, you've got everything to lose. He's made a way for your eternity. He's made a way for your forgiveness. He wants to do life with you. My friend, if you're not in a relationship with God, I want to encourage you, get your life right with God. Jesus said this in John 15, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in him, or in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. I want to encourage you, get connected to Jesus. He wants you to be fruitful. He offers forgiveness. He offers everlasting life. He wants to do life with you. Don't try go through life alone. And don't use religion as a cheapskate imitation for a real walk with God. He wants to do life with you. If you've made that decision to get your life right with God tonight for the first time, WhatsApp me your name, your email address, and put the letter A down. And if you've made a decision to say, you know what, Clinton, I'm coming back to God tonight. I've been on the fence. I've let go of God, but I want to restart, rededicate my life to God. WhatsApp me your name, your email address, the letter B. We want to bless you with an incredible set of ebooks as a gift from us at CCFM to help you grow in your walk with God. If that's you, WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. Also, I don't know where you tuned in from. Drop me a quick WhatsApp, just your name, the area you live listening in from. We'd love to pray for you during this week ahead, that God will bless you, that God will open up doors of opportunity, and that God will touch your life. WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075.
Financial Matters with Clinton Badner on CCFM.
Okay, it's time for our Financial Freedom Series. Tonight, we're going to be starting a new segment in our Financial Freedom Series, and we're going to be looking at the importance of budgeting. And the whole aim of the Financial Freedom Series is to look at God's blueprint to help you build wealth and manage your money well. And tonight, we're going to look at how it's so important to manage your money like a pro. I know we've looked at the series of the 10-20-70 principle in the past, but what I want to do tonight is drill down into how this concept works, and I want to encourage you to have a plan for the future. The Bible says, where there is no vision, my people perish. And often we don't know what's going on with our hard-earned money. And unless we manage our money in the right order, get our priorities in the right order, things fall apart. And so I want to encourage you tonight to manage your money like a pro. The whole aim of the Financial Freedom Series is to teach you biblical principles and cutting-edge money management wisdom to help you, number one, honor God with your money, help you shrink your debt, help you build wealth for your future, and build towards financial freedom. Remember, the Bible says it is the Lord God who gives you the ability to generate wealth. And the Bible also says it is good planning and diligence that lead to success. The Bible also says the wise man saves for the future, but the fool spends whatever he gets. The Bible also says that the borrower is a slave to the lender. We know debt equals stress. We also know that when we don't have a vision, we perish. And so I want to encourage you to dare to dream. I want to encourage you to set goals, review your budget, manage your money like a pro. And tonight, we are going to unpack how you can manage your money like a pro on Financial Matters on our Financial Freedom Series. My friend, if you want a copy of these notes with the 10-20-70 principle that you can apply to your finances, drop me a quick WhatsApp now. Just your name and email address, 061-798-1075. We're going to unpack this now in a couple of seconds from now.
The Financial Freedom Series, brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. For more information, please visit www.investforlife.co.za. Invest for Life is a registered financial services provider.
Okay, yes, if you need financial advice, you can go on to www.investforlife.co.za and we can assist you with your financial planning needs. My friend, I want to talk to you tonight about managing your money like a pro. And by the way, the notes available on managing your money like a pro are available on betteryouliving.com. Thank God we've just passed 3 million followers on Better You Living, and I want to say thank you. If you are part of the support base on Better You Living, thank you so much for supporting the ministry of Better You Living. Over the last year, we've seen just over 10,000 people come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. So thank you for your generosity and for supporting the ministry of Better You Living. More importantly, thank you for supporting the ministry of CCFM. And I want to encourage you to support the ministry of CCFM. My friend, also, just to let you know, Better You Living have got the book out that I've written called Dare to Dream, and it's available. We can send you the link if you want a copy of that book. It'll help you dare to dream, set goals, have a vision for your future, and give you the tools to make your dreams come to fruition. But tonight, what I want to do is I want to talk to you about managing your money like a pro. And to manage your money like a pro, you need to wipe out your debt. You also need to dare to dream and have a vision and a goal for the future. You also need to get your priorities in the right order. And you need a financial plan that you can stick to so that you can build towards financial freedom. Now, if you want to manage your money like a pro, if you want to manage your money well, you need to know where your hard-earned money is going. And a good starting point is you need to budget. I want to encourage you. You need to budget. Proverbs 21 verse 5 says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but it's hasty shortcuts that lead to poverty. And so I want to encourage you, if you want to manage your money like a pro, create a budget. You need to have an overview, know what income is coming in, and where your hard-earned money is going. And so tonight, I'm very briefly going to give you a simple overview of how you can manage your money like a pro. Pro managers their money well. They spend less than they earn. They work hard. They are successful. They are disciplined. They watch their spending habits closely. They live within their means. They aim to win the financial game. If you're a pro athlete, you can't eat anything you want. If you're a pro athlete, you'd stick to a regimented exercise program. You get your body in perfect condition. You stick to your plans. You train hard. You play hard. And as a pro, when it comes to your financial game, you need to prioritize and put first things first. I want to ask you, are you prepared to take a little short-term pain to reach some long-term rewards? That's what pros do. They train hard. It's not fun to get up at 5 in the morning. It's not fun to take that tackle at rugby practice every week in and week out and to eat a certain diet. But the rewards come with it. And so I want to encourage you, if you want to build towards financial freedom, you need to manage your money like a pro. And so over the next few weeks, I want to unpack the importance of budgeting, and I'm going to share tonight a simple formula with you that can help you manage your money a little bit better. It's called the 10-20-70 principle, and if you want a copy of these notes, just drop me a quick WhatsApp, your name, your email address. I'll ensure that the 10-20-70 principle is sent through to you. But in a nutshell, the way it works is if you want to manage your money well, you need to manage your money in the right order. And so the 10-20-70 principle is how you can manage your money like a pro. And I want to give you the breakdown. 10-20-70. Okay. The 10% is the money that you allocate to God. It's what you give to God. In other words, at the top of your budget, you put God first. You give your first 10% to God. You then aim to take 20% of what you earn, and you put that into your savings and into your investments. And then you aim to live on 70% of the rest of your money. So let me unpack it for you. If you want to manage your money like a pro, 10% goes to God. The Bible says it like this in Proverbs 3 verse 9. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. And when you put God first and honor him with your money, the Bible says, then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. There's an incredible blessing when you put God first. When you put him first in your life, he takes care of the rest. And so when it comes to managing your money, if you look at the 10-20-70 principle, the intention is to put God at the top. Give him the first 10% of what you earn. Secondly, the 20%. You need to take 20% of what you earn and put that into savings and investments. Now, next week, I'm going to show you that savings and investments are not the same thing. Savings are important because you need money available for emergencies and for short-term needs. Our recommendation when it comes to savings, you need to build up at least 3 months backup income so that you've got money available for when the storms of life hit or when the opportunities happen. Just like a car has a reserve tank, so we want to encourage you to take part of the 20% of what you earn and put that into your savings. The Bible says in Proverbs 21, the wise man saves for the future. The fool, on the other hand, saves or spends whatever he gets. So the wise man saves for the future. The fool just spends whatever he gets. We want to encourage you to put some of your hard-earned money into savings so that you've got money available for the short-term needs and the contingencies of life. And also to take part of that money and invest that over the longer term. The Bible says, he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. When you invest over the long term in growth assets, you get the ability to get compound interest on your money. But I don't want to get ahead of us tonight. I want to give you a basic synopsis of the 10-20-70 principle. And very simply put, it's all about manage your money with the right priorities. We want to encourage you, put God first. Give the first 10% to God. Take 20% and divide that into your savings and into your investments. We'll unpack a little bit more of that in a couple of weeks' time. And thirdly, the remaining 70% is what you use to cover your living expenses. So first 10% to God, 20% into savings and investments. The other 70% is what you use to live on. My recommendation is that when it comes to covering living expenses, you do that after you've put God number one and you've allocated money to savings and investments. And then you first take care of your basic needs. You first cover the rent. You first put food on the table before you spend money on the luxuries of life. You first take care of your needs and your essentials before you go after your dreams. And then you can spend the rest on whatever's left over. So 10% goes to God, 20% into your savings and investments, and then the 70% is what you use to cover the rest. To cover the basics first, and then you can spend what's left over on the dreams and the nicer things to have. The Bible puts it like this in Proverbs 10. The earnings of the godly enhance their lives, but evil people squander their money on sin. I want to encourage you, if you want to manage your money like a pro, put God first, save and invest before you spend, and live on the rest. Now, over the next few weeks, we're going to unpack each component of the 10-20-70 principle. But I want to encourage you tonight to make a start of getting your financial priorities in the right order. Sticking to the 10-20-70 principle, tonight when you look at your budget, you might say, Clinton, if only you knew the debt I have, I can't afford to save. I can't afford to put God in the picture. Here's the truth of the matter. I meet so many people who aren't putting God at the center of their lives when it comes to their money, and they feel so guilty about it, but their cash flow is so messed up that they aren't able to give 10% to God because then they're not able to look after the rest. I want to encourage you, if you can stick to the 10-20-70 principle, it'll work for you. It'll help you build towards financial freedom. But tonight, if that seems out of reach, you might say, Clinton, that's crazy. I can't do that. Well, maybe what you can do, maybe you can't do 10% to God at the moment, but if you're not giving to God, maybe at the end of this month, you can say, Lord, I'm going to give you the first 1% of what I earn, and I'm going to take 2% of what's left over after that and put it into saving and live on the rest. And maybe you can build towards the 10-20-70% structure over time. I want to tell you, financial planning is a journey. It takes time to change financial habits, but small tweaks done regularly over a long period of time can lead to incredible results. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Be patient, get advice, gain wisdom, plan well, but stick to the process. I want to ask you tonight to seriously consider reviewing your budget. Maybe you can't do 10% to God, but can you put God first and give him 5% or 1% of what you're earning? Can you take 2% of what you're earning and put that into savings and build up some money over time? You can start slowly and you can grow in managing your money like a pro. A pro who's been injured for a while, maybe you're injured with debt in your life, they don't get up and run a marathon. They might start slowly. They might get back into the gym. Can you make a start on the way you manage your money right? Can you get your financial priorities in the right order? If you can't do 10%, maybe you can do 1% to God. Maybe you can't afford to save 20% of your income, but can you do 2%? Start managing your money like a pro. Build towards the 10-20-70 principle. I want to encourage you, review your priorities. Pray about it. Seek advice. Set up a plan. Build up your budget. Know where your hard-earned money is going. Manage your money like a pro. Make it a priority to put God first, to save and invest before you spend. I promise you, if you stick to the 10-20-70 principle, you will honor God. He'll take care of the rest. You will build wealth. You will live a contented life, and it will lead towards financial freedom. I want to tell you tonight, you can manage your money like a pro. You want a copy of tonight's notes? You're welcome to WhatsApp me. Just your name and your email address. Just say, Clinton, I want the notes. And WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. It's 11 minutes to 7. Time to decide's up with Pastor Francois Daniel at 7 o'clock. But before we get there, I want to encourage you, manage your money like a pro. Manage your money well, but more importantly, manage your life well. I want to encourage you. Invite Jesus to be the center of your life. Make him the director of your life. You know what Jesus said? He said, when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he said, all the things you need will be added to you as well.
Burdens exchanged.
Burdens exchanged.
Life reframed. CCFM 107.5, changing lives for good.
Okay, just gone 49 minutes after 6, you tuned into Financial Matters. My name's Clinton, and it's really good to be able to share this Tuesday evening with you. Just a quick note, join me on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock on CCFM for Time to Decide. I want to talk to you about how you can live a fruitful life with God, my friend. God is in the business of changing people's lives for good. Don't try to do life alone. If that's you, tune in on Thursday to Time to Decide with myself, Clinton Werner. You tuned in to Financial Matters. The whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit and help you build towards financial freedom. More important than your money management is your relationship with God. I want to encourage you, make Jesus the director of your life. Maybe you got debt, maybe you're burdened, maybe you're just overloaded with the chaos of life, the complexities of debt. Maybe you don't know how you're going to get through the month. Don't try do life alone. Surrender your burdens to Jesus. And if you need prayer tonight, WhatsApp me. We'd count it an honor to pray for you. WhatsApp us now, 061-798-1075. My friend, hand the reins over to Jesus. He's able to keep you from falling. He wants to do life with you. If you've made that decision tonight to hand the reins over to Jesus for the first time in your life, WhatsApp me your name and your email address. Put the letter A down. I want to bless you with an incredible set of ebooks as a gift from us at CCFM to help you show what Jesus did on the cross for you and how you can have a relationship with him. And if you've made a decision to say, you know what, Clinton, I used to walk with God, but I've fallen away. Tonight, I want to restart my walk with Jesus. I want to put him at the center of my life. If that's you, you've echoed that prayer in your heart. You're just saying, Lord, I want you at the center. I'm turning my back on my old way. I'm asking you to be my Lord and my God. If that's you, just WhatsApp me your name, your email address. Put the letter B down. We're going to keep your name confidential, but we're going to pray for you and we're going to bless you with an incredible book to help you get back on track with God. WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075.
The Life Tip of the Week, brought to you by Better You Living. Visit betteryouliving.com for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now.
Okay, so let's get into our life tip tonight, brought to you by Better You Living, www.betteryouliving.com. If you want a copy of the notes, they're available. There's a whole blog, a whole whack of blogs on there dealing with all topics of life, how to get closer to God, how to hear God's voice, how to manage your money well. The notes we look at here on Time to Decide, as well as on Financial Matters, are available there. So go on to www.betteryouliving.com. Now tonight I want to talk to you about a life tip, and I want to tell you that God wants you to be fruitful. God wants you to be fruitful. He wants to see you produce good fruit in your life. And so I want to ask you, how much fruit is in your life? You see, I meet some people that have got incredible fruit in their lives. But sadly, I also meet many people whose fruit looks sick, or their fruit looks, can I use a good Afrikaans word, fraught. Others still look barren. So many people are living fruitless lives. And so I want to ask you tonight, what is the fruit like in your life tonight? Jesus said you'll know a tree by its fruit. And he said, just like you can tell a tree by its fruit, so you can see a person by their fruit or their actions. And so today I want to quickly just show you that Jesus wants you to live a fruitful life. I want to show you that I believe God wants you to thrive. He wants you to produce good and healthy and abundant life-giving fruit. And so just to show you this, in John 15, Jesus said this. He said, I am the true vine. He said, my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch that does not produce fruit, but he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more fruit. You see, when you are disconnected from God, you'll be fruitless. But if you're connected to God, sometimes he'll prune you. The intention is that you'll become more fruitful. And it goes on and says, "Remain in me," Jesus said, "and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. You cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me." I want you to see this tonight. God wants you to be fruitful. Jesus is the vine. You and I are the branches. And he wants us to be fruitful. The Father is the gardener who takes care of the tree. And tonight, if you are disconnected from God, you're not going to produce any fruit. But if you stay connected to God, then the Father will take care of you and you will be fruitful and live a fruitful life. And so I want to ask you tonight, are you connected to Jesus? According to Jesus, he said, "Apart from me, you cannot bear fruit." He went on and said this in John 15, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. But apart from me," he said, "you can do nothing." So let me sum it up here tonight. What is the fruit like in your life? Is it fraught? Is it spoilt? Is it sick? Are you living a fruitless life? I want to ask you, are you connected to Jesus? If you are, even when he prunes you, he will help you generate good fruit in your life. If you're connected to Jesus, you'll be like a branch of the tree connected to the vine, and that tree will produce good fruit. God wants you to be fruitful, but you cannot do it alone. You need a source in Jesus. He is the source. You need to seek him. You need to put him number one. You need to remain connected to Jesus. In other words, when you stay connected to Jesus, he takes care of the rest. So I want to encourage you tonight, get your life right with God. What fruit is produced in your life? If there isn't any fruit, if it's fruitless, get connected to Jesus. If you used to be connected to God and you've let go of him, return to him. Get reconnected. Jesus went on in John 15 and he said, "If you remain in me and my word remains in you, you can ask the Father for anything and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples, and this brings great glory to the Father." My friend, God wants to be connected to you. He is the source of hope. He knows what's around the next corner. He's our provider. He is our protector. He is our supplier. Let God be your God. Let the Holy Spirit flow through you. Let the Father take special care of you. Jesus ended like this. He said this, "You didn't choose me. I chose you, and I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that your Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name." I want to encourage you tonight. If your life is a mess, if you feel fruitless, if the fruit is off in your life, get connected to Jesus. Surrender to him. Give him your dreams. Give him your disappointments. Give him your burdens. Get connected to Jesus. He wants to do life with you. With him at your side, God is able to make your life a little bit more fruitful. I want to encourage you. Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble," but he said, "Take heart, I've overcome the world." My friend, don't try to do life alone. Put God at the center. Whether your life is a misery tonight, whether things are falling apart, whether you're in debt, surrender your life to Jesus. But above all, get connected to him. That's what life is all about. Okay, we've come to an end of Financial Matters for this Tuesday evening. Pastor Francois Daniel is up next with Time to Decide. I want to just invite you, if you've made a decision to make Jesus the center of your life and you're doing it for the first time tonight, drop me a quick WhatsApp, just your name, email address, and put the letter A down. If you want to make a decision to say, you know what, I want Jesus to be the center. I used to follow him, but I want to restart, rededicate my life to God. WhatsApp me your name, email address, put the letter B down. The WhatsApp line closing in a minute and a half for Financial Matters. The WhatsApp line 061-798-1075. If you just want the notes tonight, you're also welcome to WhatsApp me. Just your name and your email address. Just say I want the notes and we'll send those notes through to you. Well, from myself, Clinton, go well. God bless you. Have an awesome evening in the company of CCFM. I'm excited to hear what Pastor Francois got in his heart. My friend, if your life's not right with God, tune into Time to Decide over the next couple of hours. God has an appointment with you.
Financial Matters was sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. Join Clinton Werner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Ready?